Lecture series time. Lecture series time. Let's sit and talk.
Something about chickens, it says.
January. On the 22nd.
That's today.
And we have made such progress. Mm. Don't you think, guys?
We're learning so much. Absolutely. And you're the best. We love learning from you.
Historical musical forms.
Yes, these forms are musical.
Well,
whether
you know it or not.
Those work songs, those mining tunes.
We've been singing those mining tunes, yes.
Mining songs.
Mining
chanty.
Yes.
Tell us more about it.
Gather around and I'll tell you.
I'm here. I'm gathered. I'm sitting gathered.
We all know that the national bird is the turkey.
The turkey, yes.
Clearly, that's as American as it gets. But you know, once upon a time, the turkey was not as free-ranging as one might think. And
really?
In fact,
there were fewer of them or more?
The most prolific bird was the chicken. Yes, the chicken.
Oh, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Much of this music really was based on the fact that you'd wake up in the morning and there'd be chickens all over the place, and you couldn't shoot them fast enough. This is long before they would domesticate them. They'd just shoot them and eat them.
They would.
Running and plucking.
Probably better that way.
Doing all that crazy stuff.
Chicken stuff. Killing chicken.
Yes, well,
the interesting thing, of course,
is the line, I've got a barrel of chickens.
What's so interesting about that?
What about that?
I've got a barrel of chickens. It's an authentic American chicken barrel song.
That was fun.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. Da 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 da. As we were all singing, I've got a barrel of chickens.
Because sometimes
you'd come out at and on the barnyard and all the chickens would have scrambled into the barrel. They're looking for somewhere to
sleep,
and they're all in
the barrel.
They're
hiding from, and, you know,
so you
predators,
go and you
predators.
Sing, and you
all
realize you have a barrel of chickens. And what do you do with that? Well, some people would take them to market. They just,
right, I
cork
see right
the barrel,
there.
Yes.
They're
take it in,
there.
And other people would, you know, the phrase shooting fish in a barrel is actually wrong. It was actually shooting chickens in a barrel.
Chickens in a barrel.
That connection.
They were.
What an amazing
thing. It was really easy, and then they just discovered they didn't have to shoot them. They just sort of locked him in there, and that was the end of that.
Wow,
so,
this is like a slow
American history lesson of today
lot.
Is that the national bird, instead of being the turkey, was originally going to be the chicken.
The chicken.
Yes.
And the line, I've got a barrel of chickens, reflects back to those
just
early
life,
American
life on the farm,
chicken barrels.
Yes, I remember those American chicken barrels.
Early American chicken barrels.
Sing all the time.
Yes.
Such composers as Millard Fillmore.
Yes.
Millard Fillmore was
Millard
a
Millard Fillmore.
And not even in this time
I think you got your dates
you're
wrong.
You're just making that up.
It was earlier.
I'm making that up.
All right.
Of course I am. I'm making up, but I'm not making up the other part.
We like it when you make
we
stuff
do.
Up.
We do. It is very amusing.
Okay.
Millard
so we should all sing.
Funny too.
We should all
like
sing. Let's gather around and sing one of these authentic songs.
If I ever had a chicken, I'd name it Millard Fillmore.
Life is nifty, life is great, chicken in a barrel. No, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
No, chicken in a barrel. We'll sing it.
But the best part about it is... We'll get up to this part of it. The part where generally we always go.
That was clucking.
We had to put the line banjo on my knee.
I read one.
Make it authentic.
American, yes.
Banjo on my knee.
Banjo on my knee.
Actually, we used to be sung.
Yes.
Banjo on my knee.
Yes.
Sort
of like
fine.
Plucking
capture
the strings and clucking
chicken
the chicken.
Flavor?
Motif.
Ooh.